the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack off today.
Come on, bro.
Fritz. Fritz
Seriously?
Is
Seriously?
Off.
That's
Jack
what doing?
Fritz is off today.
Holy cow.
So Ike and I are here with Justin. Jack Fritz.
It was so pronounced.
Is
too.
Off.
Like, my goodness.
Today. Holy, I don't know where your mind is. But by the way, I was lit. It popped up in my. I don't listen to the podcast version of the show very often, but I'm subscribed to it. And every once in a while, when a podcast ends, it'll start. And I noticed that the songs that we come back with are not in the pod.
Oh.
So I wonder, is it there on YouTube? Do they hear it on YouTube? Because when I'm sort of like moving to it or something, do I look like a psychopath not moving to anything? Is the music on YouTube?
From what I understand, it's on YouTube, and okay. That could be a copyright issue eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Because it sounds funny sometimes when we talk about the song, it's one thing. But when we're singing it or something,
yeah.
There's no
or like
music
you said,
there.
People are watching us and they see
yes,
you dancing
this.
Or what
yeah.
have you. Yeah,
the look bad enough dancing if you don't even hear the music. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Question, we have a couple of them up there. Let's do this one first. How would you describe Bryce Harper? A great player or a good player?
Oh, me? Great
yeah.
player.
Well, what do you think the poll is at?
Great player, slightly. Let's go 53%.
It's 74%.
Great player?
Great player.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would say very good. I would say he has become a very good player. I see, it is a big thing that I was not here for 22.
It is huge.
It's really huge.
I feel bad for you because it was magical.
Oh, I can only imagine.
It was magical that didn't end the way we wanted it to end, but my goodness, what a run.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I gotta admit, if I'm being honest with you, it was better than either one of the Super Bowl runs.
Really?
Easily.
Really?
Easily.
Really?
For the first Super Bowl run, we had the ugly Falcons game and the blowout against the Vikings. So the only good game there was the actual Super Bowl against New England.
Yep.
And then when we lost to Kansas City, we beat Daniel Jones and Brock Purdy.
That wasn't that great of a run.
And
Brock Purdy got hurt.
Yes.
Right?
Now, I will say, last year's run was the most impressive Super Bowl run we had with the Green Bay, Rams, Washington, and then Kansas City. But, man, that baseball, that Red October in 22, I'm telling you, Spike, I haven't seen anything like it.
Well,
since I've been here
and
28 years, I haven't seen a postseason run like that run.
And there is just something about the way that baseball is that makes the postseason so tense all the time.
Games,
yeah.
So it was more moments available to be made.
And it's just stressful.
Yeah.
And there's having that run is.
And it was unexpected.
Right,
which
right.
Which I think also heightened the excitement because it's different when everybody, the pressure's on you to go win because you're expected to win.
Right.
That team was not expected to win. They got in on the last day, hadn't been in the playoffs in, 11 years?
Yep.
And that's the run they went on. That was magical.
The thing about when you expect a team to win is that when they win, it almost feels like a relief instead of excitement.
Yeah.
Like there's a weight off of your shoulders when you're expecting them to win.
Yep.
And I felt it, like I could only imagine because we were at that game, you actually weren't at game two at Citizens Bank Park last year is like, I got so excited.
No, that was a Sunday game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suffered through game one.
Game one, right. The game two.
No runs.
Game two was, I got so excited during game two.
Yeah.
And it was so, like, it made you feel alive being in that game. I can only imagine what 22 was like.
That's what I'm saying.
215.
All the way up into that no hitter.
Yes.
That pretty much just sucked the life out of the rest of the playoffs.
Right. I can imagine. 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper, is this series on him great player or, let's go, very good player? Now, speaking of great versus very good versus elite versus all of those things, we have been looking at the NFL top 100 and thinking about where Jalen Hurts would be. Mm-hmm. We went over the list last week, and it seemed like either him or Sauce Gardner was going to be left off the list because everybody else felt guaranteed to me.
Yeah.
Now, I want backup. I ultimately said I believe Sauce Gardner would be left off the list.
Yes.
So it's got some people coming at me. So 20.
Well, yeah, you ought to expect that.
So they released two today. 20. Yes. 20 was Amon-Ra St. Brown, great player.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did this for number 19.
Yeah. awesome.
Yeah.
They be slighting my dog Jalen on here. He wins games. He wins games.
Oh, well, this isn't that
good. Jalen Hurts.
Oh, there we go.
Dog. Dog.
Jalen Hurts isn't just winning, he's dominating. Over the past 4 years, Hurts has led the league in rushing touchdowns.
Same thing Lamar do with Derrick Henry. You know, it just opens lanes. You got to respect it. You can't just crash to die.
Faked it and takes it for the touchdown.
Since 2021, including playoffs, he's rushed for 62 touchdowns.
Damn!
The RPO, 50 yards to the house. Like, just the speed that he had, I didn't know he had that in him.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Like, when you see him running, like, you don't realize he has 4 or 5 speed. He plays so smooth.
And, Justin, who are the people that were talking in there? Micah Parsons was one of them, right?
James Winston's the first voice you hear. Okay. Then it's Micah Parsons, and then it's Denzel Ward.
Okay. So he will end up being the 6th quarterback behind Patrick, in some order, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Goff, and Burrow. Ike, your thoughts on Jalen being number 19?
Well, you know what? I'm pleasantly surprised. I didn't really know how this was going to end. I didn't. Now, listen, part of me said, there's no way they can leave him out of the top 100. But right. I also thought he probably would have came in the 20 somewhere if he was going to be in there. So once it got past the top 20, I did begin to wonder whether or not he would make it until you did the breakdown. And once you did the breakdown of the players that were pretty much automatic versus questionable, and it seems like Sauce Gardner would be the one.
Yep.
I'm saying, okay, Sauce played with the Jets. I know he was an All-Pro, but he still played with the Jets.
And he wasn't an All-Pro last year. It was 22 and 23 that he was an All-Pro. Right.
And I'm like, Jalen was on a winning team. Even if you don't think he was the driving force behind the winning, he was still on a winning team throughout the year. So that's when I started to think, like, well, I could see him being in there. So long story short, having him as the 6th quarterback, probably around, I mean, listen, I have him as a top 5, so listen, Jared Goff had a great year last year, so you can make an argument that Jared Goff is a top 5 quarterback also. I don't really have a problem with it, where he's at.
Yeah, okay.
That's really how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it less as him being the 19th best player in the league and more as they got him as the 6th ranked quarterback in the league.
Absolutely.
That's how I'm really looking at it.
So, like, from a quarterback perspective, when I do my list, I have him 7. I actually don't have him behind Goff. The two that I have him behind, aside from the big 4, are Stafford. And...
Daniels.
And, no.
Baker?
Baker.
Baker, yeah.
Because I love Baker. I'm a Baker Mayfield guy. But 7
Maybe
versus 6...
everybody else hate Baker because you love him so much.
Yes. Well, he's a fun player to root for.
Yes.
Like, you know, aside from when he's playing us. Dude, he's like, he's just fun to watch. Anyway, all right. I'm just going to...
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this because somebody has to. They fixed it. I mean, I want to look at the votes. There is no possible way. The votes of this were taken toward the end of the regular season. Jalen was not having a great regular season last year. And I know that, like, it's not like everybody who does the votes is just voting on that season. I understand for sure. But there's just no way. I want to see the votes. At, like, 6th quarterback, fine. There is no way he's the 19th best player in football. He isn't. AJ Brown was 29 or something. Do we think that Jalen Hurts is a better player than AJ Brown? I don't. Like, it seems crazy to me that Jalen Hurts is a better player than AJ.
Last year, AJ was the best player on the team.
But of
course. Then Saquon came.
Yes, and then Saquon came in, and he usurped AJ.
Right.
But like,
AJ is still the 2nd best player on the team.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Of course he is. He's not. Like Jalen's not the best 19th
but
best
he's the most important player on
he
team.
Is. He is.
Yes.
And quarterback gets you something, you know, that, but like, all I'm saying is, I have no problem with him being 19. It's fine. I have no problem with him being the 6th quarterback. It's fine. I'm not flipping out over a list like I promised, like I made you promise that you shouldn't. But I want to see the votes. I want to see the votes. I want the NFL to show us the votes. We don't need another voting controversy in this country. I just need them to be clear and concise. I just need to see the votes.
Well,
that's my
how bad would it look if the Super Bowl MVP was
86?
Yeah, well, it's not on the list.
Or it's not on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, once Dak was on the list at 91, I was like, well, there's no way Jalen's not going to be on the list.
Well, Dak and Tua.
Yes, and Tua.
Those are the two that I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's just, I just want to see the votes. That's all. I just want to see the votes. It's not a big deal to me. I just want to see the votes.
But they do have him at the sixth best quarterback.
Which seems about fair.
You're okay with that?
Yeah,
okay.
Which seems about fair.
All
yeah. right. Yeah. Yeah, I have him at seven. So six, I think, is totally fine. I don't want to be confused for Jack Fritz. We are different people. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey? What are you laughing at?
Hey, man, I try to tell y'all, listen, y'all was worried. I don't bet unless I know. I said, I bet you he going to be on the top 100 list. Jack, I don't know. I don't think so. I try to tell y'all, man, listen, this man was number three a couple years ago, 15. And listen. A.J. Brown, great player. I'm not about to disrespect A.J. Brown, but look. Remember how A.J. Brown was mad about his stats last year? Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's because, hey, them was the regularity stats he was putting up in Tennessee. But he got used to playing with a guy that was balling. See, A.J. forgot. You know, I don't know if it was my he reading the books and all that. When you was in Tennessee, that was your regular stats, brother. If you was that guy in Tennessee, that was your stats.
He was 40th in targets last year, A.J.
All I'm saying
40th.
Was he was in Tennessee.
40th.
Listen. When he was in Tennessee, he was putting up the same stats. The quarter, he forgot. Jalen, listen, Jalen didn't play up to his normal stem. Last year was a down key. I key that.
Okay.
You know, that was a down. But what I'm saying is he got used to putting up them 100-yard seasons with this guy. That's why he was upset. Because when he was in Tennessee, that was his stats. So well, I don't know why, you know.
By the way, Jalen, he didn't say anything about his stats, but he did have the straitjacket comment last year. He did have the, is that y'all wanted to see comment. If you don't think Jalen cares about his stats, I think you're crazy.
No. I'm not saying that.
Okay,
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, he was the number three player 2 years ago, of course.
Yep.
He had a step back. You know, because this year, he might be, I mean, we're going to be competing with, you know, number 2-6, but because new 2-6 going to be number one on the list. I got inside information. He's going to be number one on the list. So, you know, next year, we might have 1-2. You know what I'm saying? We might have 1-2. But I'll
tell you this, Corey, if next year we have 1-2, I will fly you to Philadelphia on my dime. I will put you up in whatever hotel you want. And I will pay for dinner at wherever you choose.
Listen,
yeah.
All I'm saying is,
yep.
I knew he was going to be top 20, man.
Okay.
Listen, we got to stop this. Listen, you wherever you put him, 6, 7, whatever, he in the top 20. But I do want to talk about Bryce real quick. So I want to change the subject. I don't want to let this go because you love Bryce and Jalen. You love discrediting the great. You know what I'm saying? You love to do that. You sit up here. Wasn't Bryce's first home? I bet a home run this year? Wasn't that him?
Oh, and everybody's talking about it.
I'm just saying, you said, what did he do?
Everybody's talking about this home run he hit four months ago.
Remember when he stole the base at home versus Boston Red Sox?
Yes. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. See, when I give you the moments, they don't care. Listen, 2022 was a great season. Ike is right. Like, the Eagles was undefeated, and we was leading shows off with the Phillies.
Yeah.
That's how great it was. We were, remember when they had the that's what's in the Padres.
Yep.
Juan Soto thought he was the man. Hey, until you went up against us, you knew what it was. We want to feel that again. Now we got to do it without Zach Wheeler. You know, we burn the boats. We do the 2017. We do all that. Bryce Harper, listen, baby, don't listen to Spike. You know, you probably not listening because you know we on the road at Citi Field. But listen. I want you to show them why they disrespect you.
Wait a minute. This is the same thing I said. You're saying the same thing I said. That's what I want out of him.
Okay. I agree with you, but you disrespect me when you said.
It's the tone, right? It's the tone he uses.
You said, what did he do great this year or last year? Like he ain't done nothing great in 2 seasons. Like, now, come on now.
He is a really good player. I want him to show that he is deserving of all of the praise he gets around here.
I give you that, you know. Yeah. But what makes you great is what you do in the postseason. You know, he don't got the championship, so, you know, he ain't on, you know, he ain't on Michael Jordan level yet.
You know what he is? You know what he is? You know what he is in the postseason? It's the same thing I say about Josh Allen that you guys always kill me on. I always go, his stats are good, and you say, well, but he had this opportunity and that opportunity and that opportunity. Bryce Harper had an opportunity in Game 4. Bryce Harper got opportunities in Game 6 and 7. You know what I mean? Like, is Bryce just Josh Allen then?
I mean, he can't be. It's not bad being Bryce. I mean, Josh Allen.
Not when he's compared to Bryce.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he ain't like, he ain't that guy. You know,
he ain't Michael Jordan. He ain't Michael Jordan. Right.
Corey, give me a good housewarming present.
Hey, silverware. At my house right now, I probably got 90 spoons from all the house I done got. We don't never got to wash spoons. I tell my wife, just throw it away.
Yes. You know,
90 spoons.
Silverware. There we go. I have a comment about that in a second. Hold on. Speaking of houses, if you go get yourself a shore house with Adam Kasabi, your new shore realtor, Delaware Beach's realtor, then you can, you know, have a, what's it called, with the list, with everybody gets you stuff. You can have a registry, you know. If you've ever thought about getting a shore house, Adam Kasabi has been the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. He spelled him K-S-E-B-E. He's out of Long and Foster. Where he specializes is the Delaware Beaches, which is the new spot. If you didn't know, Jersey Beaches and their high, you know, property tax and their crowds, whatever, Delaware Beaches. Kasabi has been doing this for years, has been helping people who didn't think they have a shot to get a beach house, getting them that house. He knows every corner. He's going to be able to tell you how to bid to get that house. And then you don't have to spend thousands of dollars renting a house for a week. You have other people pay you to stay there for most of the summer. You have your place to go. They're paying your mortgage and you have an investment spot. And remember, those property taxes in Delaware, like some of the lowest in the nation compared to Jersey, which is some of the highest. When it is time to take the step, I'm just telling you, this is your guy, Adam Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com. Do you have this problem with your silverware? Somehow, we always lose one of the utensils. Like, we'll have way less forks than we have spoons and knives or something like that. Like, somehow they disappear. We never take them. I don't take them anywhere. But somehow we always end up short. Or we wind up, we have like four forks in there. They don't match the other forks. I have no idea where the forks came from. We have like four forks that are obviously from a different set than the ones we have in there.
Right.
There's something weird with our, it's like socks.
Well, it's only like, two of you.
I know. It's a weird situation.
Do you use your dishwasher or do you hand wash?
Dishwasher.
Okay. So
you think dishwasher eats them?
Eats them, yeah. Yeah, when you pull, like, the, you know, the part that spins on the bottom?
Oh, you think it's underneath?
Underneath it. Yeah, that happened to me.
Oh, really?
I've been through the ringer, man.
Okay. Sounds like it.
You got to pull that out.
Don't listen to him.
Okay. You just got to check it. No, you got to clean that thing. That's how the thing gets dirty and nasty. Forks can fall in there.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be hard for the machine to continue to work if a fork was down in there.
You could have one stuck in there.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. If, I'm not saying your whole drawer is in
okay.
there. Say one or two.
That's the point that I'm making. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He sounds like he's lost several forks.
It's mostly, you know, there's the bigger spoons and the smaller spoons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where the bigger spoons are. I always use the bigger spoons.
You got the tablespoon and the teaspoon.
And the teaspoon. My wife always used, like for soup, I use the tablespoon.
Right.
Right? Isn't that what you use? Yeah. My wife does not like the bigger spoons. She uses the little spoons. I don't know where the bigger spoons have gone. I'm the only one that uses them. I don't take them anywhere. I just don't know what's going on in the house.
dishes are coming up missing.
Coming up missing. 215. So if you want to get me a housewarming present, I could use silverware.
Yes, he needs silverware.
215-592-9494. Brian in New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Brian?
What's up, B?
So,
is this Brian from the draft?
Nah. I was in the draft a couple years ago. Okay. I wasn't in this one.
All right.
I do want to hear the fantasy teams later, though, if you guys do it. But
Buzz called in sick today, so we may have to wait on the. And we want Jack to be here, so we'll do it. We'll try to do it tomorrow,
that's
Wednesday.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I know why Jack's out. It's all good. He called out once the Jalen news dropped. Like, yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
So, are you happy that he's behind Jared Goff?
What, Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, he is.
Wait, is that like a known thing, or we're just speculating?
Well, unless Jared Goff is not on the list.
Yeah,
which
we're assuming there's six quarterbacks left.
Yeah, there's no way Goff's not on the list.
I mean, five quarterbacks left.
Jared Goff, like, we could be real. Jared Goff had a better season than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, for sure. There he goes. Yeah. There's reasonable.
But, like, I think with the list, what people don't understand is, one, it's not all based off last year. I think it's kind of a popularity contest. I think it goes over the course of the years. I think Jalen was already cemented in it no matter what. And another thing that people are like, these players put in, like, people think that it's like they grab these players and it's like they're these nerds on ESPN that they say, all right, they put them in a room and it's like, okay, give me the 50 best players of just last year. Go. It's like, no, it's not like that. Like, I think so much goes into it. Like, Jalen wasn't playing that great, but he was beating Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. He was beating Lamar in Baltimore. He was winning all these games, and he's been doing this for the course of 4 years.
Sure.
So I think, like, these players are taking in the fact that, oh, man, like, you have to account for him and Saquon Barkley. Like, you do have to defend him against the run. It's, like, stuff that doesn't come up on the stat sheet that players are upping him for. And, like, I love it. I loved hearing all those players spit facts about how good of a player he is. Like, I loved it. And I was one of the ones who called you. You can look back 2 weeks ago. It was either right before or right after Corey that I said there's no way he's not on this list. And my main point was that Dak and Tua are on it. Because Dak had a terrible year before he even got hurt last year.
Yeah, he was not playing well last year. Yeah. People so like, right it's there. Funny, when you think back to last year, you think about Dak being missing most of the year. He played 9 games last year, you know.
It was half the season.
Yeah.
And yeah, he really wasn't playing that well leading up to his injury. So, like, I think that also goes into it. It's like, it wasn't just based off last year.
Yeah, but also it was fixed.
So what? You think it was fixed? You think it's like a popularity contest?
Well, if it's a popularity contest, I don't know that Jalen would be as high as he is. I'm just being honest.
I'd say he's not popular.
I'm just being honest. I like he doesn't seem like he's close to a ton of guys. Like I don't know.
Mostly his Bama friends.
Yeah.
I think a lot of players, and you saw today, and I've seen it before. I think a lot of players respect the hell out of him.
Yeah, maybe.
The how he carries himself, and like whether you want to say he's not rah rah leadership, he does lead by example, and I agree with that. That all goes into it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing players look at Jalen and say, A, is he wins, but B, it almost seems as if he has self-awareness from this standpoint. In other words, he's not out there talking some big game like he's some player that he's not.
Sure.
Right? When other players around the league are saying, listen, we understand you got talent around you, and you may not be asked to do as much as some of these other guys, but at least he's not out here as if he is those other guys or better. He has a sort of humble approach to everything he does, and I think players around the league respect that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that too. I think the way that he carries himself, as long as we got rid of the Nick thing that he was doing. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, like, it's kind of the way you want him to carry himself publicly. Yeah. You know, he's not creating stories.
Yep.
He's not creating negative things for the team.
Not on social media.
Not on social media.
Thank God.
Not on Micah Parsons' podcast Monday after a loss.
Right.
You know, Brian, give us a great housewarming gift.
So I kind of took mine with the air fryer, and it was funny. You guys had the dude say a toaster like crazy. It's like 1970s. Like I got a George Foreman grill for you, but like I'll go with liquor.
Ah, liquor's a good one.
There you go.
A nice bottle of liquor. That's a good one. I've always wanted a good liquor cabinet. You know, like full of stuff or whatever.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm full of stateside and surfsides in my liquor cabinet.
Of course.
But. When you get housewarming gifts, or you get people, if you have something else, people bring a bottle of wine, or they bring a bottle of alcohol, or whatever stuff. It may be stuff that I don't drink, but I have it in the cabinet for people who may drink it
when they come over.
Yeah, when they come over, that just means I don't have to go buy bourbon or whatever it may be.
Now you're not a brown liquor guy, right? Okay,
brown liquor, no tequila.
Stateside once a year does the Black Label bourbon. It's a good bourbon. It's a good bourbon. It's a strong bourbon. It is a strong bird.
Strong, man. I can't take it.
Yeah, I'm a brown
liquor.
Down,
man. Yeah. Down.
215-592-9494.
Down, man. I saw that E&J I drank when I was in college.
Well, you drank what?
E&J.
I've never heard of E&J.
Earthen Jerk?
Never heard of it.
Oh, man. This show's already about to be off the chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it?
That is a brandy. It's like a cheap brandy.
Oh, okay.
A cheap brandy.
See, we had, did you guys have Mad Dog 2020?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So you have Mad Dog.
Oh, yeah, that
okay.
was that was, that was the, that was high school.
Okay. Oh, okay. E&J?
E&J, yeah. Okay. Believe me, you don't want it.
No. I'm too old for that.
Yeah, it's cheap and, oh, God. The hangovers.
Well, yeah, because the cheaper it is, the more sugar that's in there, which means the hangovers.
Right? Yes, the hangovers.
215-592-9494. Talking about Bryce Harper, whether you you think this series is on him, and Jalen Hurts is number 19 on the NFL Top 100. Coming up next, get Elliot's thoughts on both of these things. But
and Howie was busy yesterday.
Yeah, final cut day is tomorrow, and Howie Roseman has been busy. So we'll get you all the updates on the Eagles trades, on the Eagles cuts, the new quarterback we have coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.